It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Doug Life started as a professor at Bemidji State in the fall of 1990. Life, a professor in the business department, has been a student advisor over the years, as well as Bemidji State's faculty athletic rep, a liaison between athletics, academics, and the NCAA for 9 seasons. Doug Life joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Doug Life has been a staple inside the classroom at Bemidji State since the fall of 1990. Also been a staple on the sidelines of Beaver football and in the stands of Beaver hockey. Who are his favorites to watch over those years?
My favorite football players, there's three of them. I'm going to start with the person who was most influential for Coach Tesh in turning the program around, and that is Ben Morey. That person probably had the most influence in turning the program around. He was a skilled quarterback, and he came from California, took a chance on a program that was going 2-8, 0-10, 1-9, and he didn't have a strong arm, but he was like Joe Montana-like. He could put that ball wherever he wanted, and if there was a person down the field, he would set that thing in there, and it would land in his arms on the run. He could place the football. Kind of a bigger kid, not very fast, not very quick, not a strong arm, but he could place that ball in the cradle. Second one, Eddie the Jet. He's got, his record speaks for himself. He's way up there in national rankings for Division II rushing yardage. Great family. A good person, and what's not to like about watching Eddie the Jet turn the corner on Winona State in the first series of the game, go 80 yards. Number three, the Lion King, Brian Leonhart, the Lion King, all-around package, a great human being. He is very talented, All-American in track and field as well. And his talent and his desire and his work ethic, second to none. I still can picture him with his arms up, spread in the end zone in London, England, catching that touchdown pass. That was a great shot.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.